Hello, and welcome. If you've ever spent a weekend away from your phone and felt that first deep exhale, that rare sense of being fully here, you know how good it can feel. And then Monday hits, notifications return, the glow fades, you promise a stricter timer, a better blocker, a stronger will. I've been there. And after years guiding students, clinicians, and teams through digital transformation and mental health work, here's the simple thing most of us miss. The game changer isn't tighter rules or shinier tools. It's education. Picture two companies launching digital well-being programs. Both roll out app blockers and meeting-free Fridays. But one also teaches how the brain responds to notifications, how to notice emotional triggers, and how to redesign your environment so better choices are easier. 6 months later, that second group has 2 to 3 times more people still using the program. Not because they're stronger, because they're wiser. They didn't just grab a life jacket, they learned how to swim. That's the heart of this episode. You don't need a digital detox that treats your phone like a villain. You need a digital education that treats you like a learner. When digital literacy becomes part of your mental health literacy, you stop wrestling the problem and start mastering the solution. Here's the biggest misconception I see. People think success means quitting everything. No Instagram, no YouTube, no email after 5 p.m. Sounds heroic, and for most, it's not sustainable. You don't need abstinence, you need intention. Habits that serve your life, grounded in understanding the why behind what you do. Let's talk about that why. Every ping is like a slot machine. Sometimes there's a like or a message, sometimes there's nothing. That unpredictability lights up the brain's reward system. You're not weak for checking, you're human, responding to a cleverly designed system. Once you know that, everything changes. You stop making it a moral battle and start making it a design challenge. So how does education unlock true digital wellness? Think of three lessons we were never taught in school, but should have been. First, the unseen science behind your digital behavior. Your brain craves rewards, and your phone is an expert at offering just enough to keep you coming back. Willpower alone is like trying to hold back the ocean with a coffee cup. Work with your biology. Try this tiny interrupter. The next time you feel the itch to check, pause and ask, what am I hoping to find? Connection? Novelty? Escape? The question loosens the spell and puts you back in the driver's seat for a moment, the moment where new habits are born. Second, the emotional drivers we rarely name. A lot of screen time is self-soothing in disguise. After a hard meeting, your thumb sleds to social. During a tense dinner, you glance at headlines to dodge discomfort. It's not laziness, it's emotional regulation. Get curious, not judgmental. For 1 week, keep a tiny emotional inventory. Each time your hand reaches for the phone, quietly name what you feel first. Bored, lonely, anxious, overstimulated, awkward. No shame, just notice. By week's end, you'll see patterns, and patterns are power. If scrolling is your go-to for "I feel overwhelmed," prepare an alternative. A 2-minute breathing reset, a short walk, a glass of water, or texting one real person instead of opening 10 apps. Meet the need, don't just mute the symptom. Third, master your environment with smarter cues. We think we make rational choices all day. In reality, our surroundings make many choices for us. If your phone sleeps on your nightstand, your brain learns to graze at midnight. Move the charger to another room, and suddenly you're not losing sleep to one more scroll. That's not willpower, that's architecture. Use phone parking, because it's simple and it works. Create small parking spots where your devices live during specific activities. Entryway basket during family time. Drawer during focused work. When the phone has a place, your attention does too. You remove the tiny decision, should I check? And free up energy for what matters. Let me share a quick story. A team I worked with was smart, high-performing, and exhausted. Their first solution was more rules. No Slack after 7, stricter app boundaries, more meeting blocks. It helped a little, but within weeks they slipped back. Then we tried something different. We taught the science in plain language, what pings do to attention, why novelty is irresistible, how time horizons shrink with constant interruption. We normalized the emotions underneath and practiced micro habits, the pause and ask question, the emotional inventory, phone parking, chargers out of bedrooms, intentional notifications tuned to what truly matters. In a month, they weren't perfect, they were calmer. One person said, for the first time, I don't feel like my phone is winning by default. That's the shift we're after. Think of your attention like a spotlight with a battery. Every notification grabs the spotlight, and every switch drains the battery a bit. By lunchtime, even if you've only peeked a few times, the battery is low. You feel scattered, so you chase quick hits, more peaks, which drains it further. Education gives you the manual. Instead of powering through, you protect the battery. You set windows for messages instead of drip-feeding your brain all day. You stack similar tasks to avoid the friction of gear shifting. You stop expecting deep focus in a room full of digital candy. Try a tiny experiment today. Pick one activity you care about, a conversation, a workout, deep work, bedtime reading. Before you start, park your phone in another room or face down and out of reach. Tell yourself, I'm giving this one thing my full attention for the next 20 minutes. When the itch comes, and it will, ask, what am I hoping to find? Breathe and return. That's not deprivation. That's training. Do it daily for a week and notice how your brain starts to trust you again. Let's tackle the myth that you must quit everything to be free. Think about food. Very few people can or should cut out entire categories forever. Instead, we learn how hunger works, what sugar does to energy, how to build meals that satisfy. Digital life is similar. You don't need zero notifications. You need the right ones at the right times, aligned with your values. If your partner, kid, or manager needs you, that matters. If an app pings you about someone else's playlist at 11 p.m., that doesn't. Education helps you make that distinction quickly and confidently. A word on culture. In high-performing environments, there's a subtle badge of honor in being always on. But the best teams aren't the ones who never stop. They're the ones who know when to stop, why to stop, and how to restart without friction. When organizations teach digital literacy alongside mental health literacy, everything improves. Meetings get shorter, focus time becomes real, and people stop apologizing for working like humans. If you lead a team, model it. If you're on a team, try one small experiment, a shared focus hour where everyone parks phones and turns off non-urgent alerts. Watch how quickly quality and mood change. Here's a simple three-part starter plan you can remember without a checklist. Learn one fact about your brain each week. Keep it sticky. For example, interruptions cost more than you think because of the refocusing tax. Hold that in mind and see how it changes your choices. Name one emotion before you open a distracting app. Not to judge it, just to see it. Change one cue in your environment. Move the charger, park the phone, set a bedtime alarm that says, "Lights out for screens." Small, 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 and consistent. Here's what I want you to leave with. You are not broken. You're responding exactly as a human does in an environment designed to capture attention. The goal isn't to escape technology, it's to use it on purpose. When you understand the hidden levers, your biology, your emotions, your environment, you stop fighting yourself and start designing a life where tech serves you. If you want deeper science and step-by-step strategies, check the written article. But you don't need to wait. Try the 20-minute phone park. Ask, what am I hoping to find? Keep an emotional note for a week. Move your charger out of the bedroom tonight. These aren't punishments. They're invitations to protect your focus, honor your relationships, and rest without a glowing rectangle by your pillow. Education turns digital detox from a crash diet into a lifestyle. It turns scattered days into steady ones. It turns that fleeting weekend glow into something you can feel on a Tuesday afternoon. Not because you checked fewer boxes, but because you learned to see the game and play it differently. I'm cheering you on. Let's build a tech life that feels like a fit, not a fight.